Okay. Zeichen nicht mehr sagen, wie Maria hat mich so kirchen, sie sagen nicht mehr sagen, ja, schön, was ihr schon fallen. Okay, good morning, everybody. We are on packet 1A. 1A. Okay. So, this is the story. So we've been talking about Bittul Barov, right? We discussed last time we discussed about the two Aryaras, one year. So no, Pashas not. Pashas is that that Lechara, there shouldn't be any you know, restriction of yes, that's the pashtus. Maybe for truma, you know, at least be the rice, it be the rabbanon, you know, it's hard to say, but Chalkas Yalav is very sharp. It's very sharp, but it's a pilpul. It's a pilpul. I'll say something over from your uncle. But Michael Rosenzweig said a good word. He said, "What's the definition of pilpul?" He says, so he's supposedly citing here from him directly, but he said, "Pilpul is when you assume that everyone else assumes everyone else's assumptions." In other words, you have this assumption, and then someone else has another assumption, and you assume everyone accepts everyone else's, and you build. That's what a pilpul is. And it was the non-pilpul approach is to assume that that no, just because you assume like this doesn't mean that the other person assumed like this, and therefore you don't build one on the other. Basically, I'll tell you one big yesod. Did I ever say this? Oh, man, I think I probably did. But I quoted from Shas Cohen, from the Kerem Yeshua, Shas Cohen, that he said that's the, he quotes something from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that that's all the machlokas in between Rashi and Tosus and Shas.
Right. When he said all the machlokas
in the Kerem, he didn't say what it was. So this is it. I think that's in the Sefer that he said, because what is Tosus all about? This Gemara says this, and this Gemara says this. So how do we stem the two Gemaras? So the easiest way is, those are different opinions. You don't have to assume one Gemara, assume like the other. But the concept, like Rabbi Rosenzweig said, pilpul is that you assume that the Gemara in Zvachim was assuming the same thing as the Gemara in Pesachim, so then you have to fit it together. And then you have to come up with a new idea that will satisfy both the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Zvachim. Even though it's not the Pashup Shat in the Gemara Pesachim or the Pashup Shat in the Gemara Zvachim, and you have to, you know, mesh them together. Whereas the Sheet of Rashi and the Gaonim is to say, no, this Sugya is this Sugya, and that Sugya is that Sugya, and you don't have to, and we'll paskin like one Sugya and not like the other Sugya. We'll have to just decide which Sugya we should paskin like. You understand? And not to make an Ukimta to mesh the two together. But that's what the Bali Toises were as some point out, they were the style of pilpul, and Rashi, the Rambam, the Gaonim, they were the style of what's known today as brisk, because brisk, what does brisk say? Two halachas, meaning you can't compare the two. These are two different distinct things, and you can't mesh one with the other. So I think that's a very important episode. So, like, just because in Hilchas Rov, that's how it works in Bezdin, doesn't mean that that's how it's going to have to work in Bittul. Because you're assuming that assumption. It's not a question of two people's assumptions. This is the way the halacha works over here. That's what Rabbi Asher Weiss was saying. That doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to have to work someplace else. So, that's now, why is it that part of the reason why the brisker, mahalach, you see, the pilpul mahalach, you have to know everything. You have to know all of Shas, you know, and then you see how everything can fit in and you can make comparisons, you know. But when you do the brisker mahalach, so you're just learning this Gemara. It doesn't matter what the other Gemara says, unless that other Gemara is the same topic, you know what I mean? So people don't necessarily, you see in Poland, people knew all, you know, hundreds of Gemara's Baal Peh, and that's, you know, to get into Chachmei Lublin, you had to know hundreds of Gemara's Baal Peh, you know, so that's the way, that was a given. So then, what was your Ian? Your Ian was to take all the Gemara's and see how you could make comparisons between them. But in the other communities where they didn't have that broad Bekiyas, so they just focused on this sugya. And the fact that there's another Gemara doesn't necessarily play a role on that. And that's the not to say that the people in Brisk didn't know loads of Gemaras also. You know, that was obviously they do, but they could have done the old style, but they chose that they felt that the other mahalach, the non pilpul mahalach, you know, was more glut in their mind. Okay, so now what I want to talk about today is the following. We said by lach b'lach, you need shishim. If it's min b'shein amino, you need shishim midaraisa. If it's min b'mino, you need shishim midarabon. Right? So the question is like this. If you have one cow and you don't know if it's kosher or not, right? So, and say rove cows, are kosher. So you take the rove of, you take this cow out. You're gonna have one cow in your backyard, and you'll do your own milking. You'll produce your own milk. You have your one cow. So now, obviously, you're not going to know, is that cow treif or not? There's no way of knowing, because you're going to have to kill the cow to find out if it's treif or not. You know, to do internal, to see. So we assume that rove cows are not treif. So rove cows in the world are not treif. So it could be that this particular, it could be you're using this cow for 10 years. It could be that all the cows, all the milk that you got from this one cow was treif all the years. But that's also an interesting point. Yes and no, because that's going to be, I'm going to talk about that in my other share, about because it could be that certain things, certain treifas that existed bizman chazal, and now don't cause, those are the Gemara says treifa in a chaya, can't live for a year. But there are certain treifas that were treif then that they could live for a year. And we still, since, keep them on our list. That's the famous Chazanish. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the year was 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Imos and Mashiach, that we go back to the Metzias of then. In other words, so if something was treif back then, it's still going to be treif now, even though now this particular blemish, you could still live on. You understand? If you assume like that, you know, it was the, by Treyfus, so then your question will be answered. That that still certain halachas, like Rav Shechter wants to say, that's maybe the pshat in Kriya Shema, that we say Kriya Shema b'shach b'chol v'kumecha. So then the zman for Kriya Shema in the winter, say Tzeisok HaChovim, it's 5 p.m., it's dark outside, but no one's going to sleep. So how could you say that's the zman of Shechiva? So the assumption is, like Rav Shechter said from the base of this Chazon Ish, that we go bust on the Metzias of thousands of years ago, that was the 2,000 years of Torah, and then they didn't have street lights. So in those years, you know, that's why it wasn't, you know, the fact that you get up Alos HaShachar or whenever, Mishayakir, but people aren't doing that because we stay up later because we have electricity. Then they didn't have electricity, so then they went to sleep when it was dark. It was dark. That's why Hanukkah, you know, if you didn't get in the first half an hour of from Tzeisach HaChovim, you can't light anymore. But we don't follow that anymore because people stay up later. So it's a whole different mitzvahs. Bishul B'chama could be, that has, you know, that could be connected also. Oh. So when I have a cow, so I milk this cow. I have one cow in my backyard. I told you once, what's his name? Dr. Ari Greenspan, you know Dr. Ari Greenspan? So Dr. Ari Greenspan and myself, we went to MTA together. He lived across the hall from me, Dr. Ari Greenspan. He's a dentist in Eretz Yisrael, and he's the one of the people that was involved in discovering this, the Tchelis, you know, right or wrong, whatever, but he was one of these people discovering the Tchelis. So how did I get to him? What was I about to say?
John,
you're back there. Oh, yeah, right. So once we were upstairs in the dormitory, right upstairs here. And one day I was walking on the floor and he had a goat walking on in moss. he was very interested in different things. So he had a goat and then he had a shechita of the goat. But I remember it alive. You see, that was before the security was... you know, it used to be security here was, you know, wasn't, you know, after they had certain incidences here, then they started beefing up security. But then anyone could walk in this building anytime. It was a hefker until, you know, things happened. There was shooting, and I don't want to get into all the details of things that happened. But now they had the security. But then, you know, so he had a, I was there. I witnessed it. You know, right upstairs here, second floor, third floor, whatever it was. He had a... So he... No, we didn't do... The shechita was not done. Not that much. We needed to. It was done something somewhere on campus, yeah. But, yeah, he was also a magician. He was... he did magic tricks. So I said to him, I was probably in 10th grade then. I said to him, Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva. It's usher. How do you do the magic tricks? Even sleight of hand, Rav Avadi Yosef says it's usher. So he used to learn at night with a man by the name of Rabbi Jordi Yasker. I don't know if you know that name. He was my counselor in Mor Shakol all the summer of 78. So he was one of Rav Soloveitchik's Misharsim. So he told his chavrusa that he was our mentor. He was older than us. So he says, "Yeah, so I'll take you into Rav Soloveitchik and see what he says." So he took him into Rav Soloveitchik and he said, Rav Soloveitchik asked him to show him a trick. So he showed him a trick, and then Rav Soloveitchik said, "It's okay." So no one thinks you have any magical powers. But Rabbi Avad Yosef would still say it's Asr because even sleight of hand is it. But that was the story. Okay. But he's a dentist, a very fine man. And we live right across from each other in what's called the Strenger Hall. That's where we both lived then. Well, so the question is, you have this one animal, and you're milking it. And so you have a right to assume that it's kosher, because the rove is kosher, so you have a right to assume that it's coming from this rove, if you have one animal. But today, let me ask you a question. You have a milk container, right? Now, that milk container, how many different animals do you think, the milk of how many different animals do you think are in that one container?
Hundreds.
Because no milk factory has just one cow, you understand? They have hundreds of, right? So they have the big vat, and then from that big vat, they're going to put in containers. So the question is like this. What is the percentage? Now, so the question is like this.
Just to clarify this, if you just have one cow in your backyard, based on a row, you can assume it's not true.
Right. And then you're going to use it. Till it drops dead, you know. Till it's
find the tray for it.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. If you're gonna ever find the tray for, but you're gonna keep, as long as it's alive, you're gonna keep milking it. But the way we manufacture milk today, we don't have just one. It's a mixture. Now, what is the percentage of trafus that exist in the whole industry?
20%.
So you want to say 20%, Avi Schwartz? So Avi Schwartz says 20% trafus. This is, I'm just quoting Avi Schwartz. So Avi J says 20%. So now, so that means 20% is one.
A five.
One out of five, right?
Not shishim.
Huh?
It's not shishim.
Not shishim. Right, because shishim is 160. So one out of five is not shishim at all. Right, because if you have 160 is shishim, and there's 1/5, so that's going to be like what, 14 out of 60, right? 14 out of 60, right? So therefore, so that's not bottled, either a butter. So the question is like this: so when I have my milk in front of me, that I just bought, so statistically, the assumption is that there's like so 14 out of 60 is straf, is right. So I have rove, but I don't have shishim. So the question is, how does one ever drink a bottle of milk? Right, because in the end of the day, you have rove kosher, but you don't have shishim.
And this would probably even apply to Chalav Yisrael.
Yeah, so that was the question that people raised. Rav Shechter was raising that, and someone else raised that, and therefore, so that's why Rav Shechter said, okay, so he's not going to drink milk, because any time that he drinks milk, statistically, he's going to be consuming a tarovis. And any, when you take from the container, you're putting in your cup, is going to be milk. And it's not going to be shishim of kosher keneged the treif. So therefore, he says, how can I drink it? So the Eitzah, don't drink it. Now, Ruba the Ruba, I mean, people do drink milk. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So first, if you want to see this written up, Rabbi Michael Zilberman wrote a sefer called Tov Lev. I think it was in memory of his mother, Zichron Al-Drafa. So he writes like this, page 8. I feel in the near shirov parts of Holvus Kshayr saying, Hey, Hagon, see Shakta Shlita, she is Lodon Albaya Keres Kayems, both in a Khalifibs Menenu. I'll make Kamev Hamishim Shorov, Hachol of Hamishori, Bamerka, Higir, Mimashkim Katanim, in Mispa Katan, Shal Parish, and Echlovu, Biad Shamochu, Halov Ezra Hasamoch, in his Pathus, Hatahur, Tsino, the Khalifa, Hashmas Galov, Shores Lushmo, Holvus Man. Yoser Aruch Shochum Merchakim. In other words, it used to be in the old times, there was a very small amount of of cows. Now there's the shipping, you can have a huge amount. Mashkim Anakim. So therefore, in your amount, you have, look here, page 9 on the right side. So, if you have one para, so you have a chazaka that it's coming from the rov. But in Urva Cholov Shoharbet Paros Harei Midrabana Bein Shishim Levatal Taruvus Cholov Becholov Mimbamino Kiman Lo Yitachen Sheish Pachos. So it's not going to be less than 1.63. That's the Shishim is 1.63%. And you're telling me it's 1 of 5 is 20%. But if it's 1.63. It's already the cutoff point. So if you have to have less than 1.63 of the trefus, and if you're assuming that it's more than that, so then it's not bottle. In other words, the statistics of the percentage of the world. So that's. So that's the question. So therefore he says of Shrechta Shlita of he nish Ifshal the Salam is statistical top line page 9 on the left. The Michtov they wrote on Chof Ches Kislev Tavshin Sam of Zion. Kamokum Lachashim Arvin Yachin Cholachol of Michal Paras Halabor Hadovash Ain Shamashishim Cholof Hamutur Negar Cholof Aser. Nishlan Ruba the Lesa Kaman Shabang Kama Alfe Paras. You bevade kol kach treifas kifi ha'ochos hanal. So that's the taina. And this, in the next paragraph, he says, Rav Gavriel Yehuda Ilowitz in Kovetz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael, Kislev Tevez Tovshin Saba Gimel, discusses this taina. So what's the counter argument? What's the counter argument? So we'll see. There happens to be another thing from Rav Usher Weiss here, and it's safer. The counter argument. You want to read Rav Illowitz? You can read the counter argument. Keep going here on page. Boom. Rav Zalman Lechemi Goldberg.
25, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me show you very simple what he writes. and then we can discuss it. So he telling us the whole thing is mistaken. When he Daiti says, page 25, he says that we saw that Taurus Mashach Lifu ben din Torah Dachre Rabin Lhatos Lamadoi has statistica. He says the halacha does not work with statistics, meaning like this. Let me explain. Say you, this company that produces this milk, and one your bottle contains 100 paros are in your. So every time you milk, you take an animal out to milk it and put it into the vat. So you have a right to assume, called the parish meruba parish, that the rove, this animal came from the rove. The rove is fully kosher without any treifus, is the rove. So you have a right to assume whenever you take one animal and you milk it and put it in the vat. Now you take your second animal, milk it, put it in the vat. And you do that with 100 animals. Each animal that you take, you have a right to assume called a parish, meruba parish. And therefore, how much is in the vat? You have a right to alpi halacha, 100% kosher. Not even kama bata. Because the idea is that called the parish meruba parish. In other words, whenever you take an animal out, you would have a right to assume it came from the rove. So if it came from the rove, that means it's kosher. It's totally kosher. So each one that you take it from the herd of animals, you have a right to assume comes from the rove.
This reminds me a lot of the clear that we had on. Yeah.
Right, and even Yavish B'Yavish would be a machlokas whether you could.
Well, I have like one or two together.
Right.
Both together.
Right. Right, but here's a question of called the parish Baruch. See, over there was when we had the McDonald's and McDovitz. And then we know for sure that we got one from McDonald's. So is that over here?
Yes, it's here too. You know for sure.
No. Because over here, everyone that you.
You don't know that
it's not. Yeah. In other words, Right. So you have a right to assume that the rove of the animals in the world are kosher. So the Mela, whenever you take one and focus on one, you're called a parish meruba parish, right? So you have assumed this is a kosher animal. Now I melt him, go, and I'm going to take my next one. So any animal I take, I have a right to assume that it's kosher. So the Mela, in the end of the day, the halachic assumption is, one second, the halachic assumption is that everything in my thing is kosher milk.
But when someone goes to the vat, it's not a snake's own
problem. Right, because it's called the parish meruba parish. So each one is parish menarov. So therefore, each one is kosher, we pass it up, it's kosher. El yesh hanich sha'achuz ha'miyot ha'chloli sha'yakach ozo miyot gam edizeh ha'chlok keim b'din Torah, that's lina b'as ha'rov. Fi mishpar ha'torah dayninu b'chol b'heim ha'din k'sheru. Me'el ha'afi mitztarfu b'heim as rabos kulam k'sheru s'lefi din Torah. That's what he writes here. So that's the svar. And then he bolts, Rabbi Yosher Weiss bolsters it by saying here, Hagaba Atzmacha. Say, we discussed this halacha. Teisha Chaniyus Mechuras Basa Shchuta. You have 10 butcher stores in the neighborhood. 9 are kosher and 1 is the Vela. Right? Nimtza Asach. And say, for example, you found 10 10 pieces of meat on the street. You go home, you say, oh, piece of meat here, piece of meat. You collect it after a day's walk in the neighborhood. You came up with 10 pieces of meat. So what's the halacha? They're all kosher because they're coming from the roof. Now, let me ask you a question. Could you cook them all together? Say you want to make a festive meal, take all the 10 pieces of meat, put it in one big bowl, one big pot, and cook them all. So he says, Chara, that should be okay. That's the same thing. Because if you assume that, in other words, statistically, right, in other words, there's one butcher store that's treif. So statistically, one out of 10 should come from there, right? But halacha doesn't work with statistics. That's what he's saying, Rav Asher Weisstein. Therefore, you have a right to assume that any 10 that came into the street is from the kosher one. Even though statistically, if you're a mathematician and you work with, I took statistics here in college. Statistically, it was 1 out of 10. So then of these 10, one should be from the tray from 1 and 9 are the kosher. And therefore, if you'll cook them together, you won't have shishim to mevatel that one. And then you won't be able to eat it. So he says, he says it's not mistabra to say that, the other Shita will say in a chanami. The Rav Shechta Shita will say in a chanami, who's maybe in a chanami, you can't. But he, in other words.
Do you think that's the word of Kumbarish? Because we don't follow statistics?
We don't follow statistics. In other words, we're passing up. Now, that we don't know. We discussed, remember, before Yontif, of Shimon Shkrop, what in the end, if you Taka found out that it was Taka Treif, then you would need to tshuva, right? We said that when you have the McDonald's, McDovitz, and you ate them all, you don't have to do tshuva at the end of the day because it's bottle. But this is a din of Azlina Basa Rove, so you have a right. But if you find out that it's not good, then Hanami, then the Mafreya, you have to do tshuva, but you have a right to. He gives you another example. Ir Sheruba Yisrael. Say you have a city that's majority Jews and a minority guy. And the Rov is 60% Jews, 40% goyim. So, you know, they say, you know, people used to put babies in front of Reb Chaim Brisker's door. You know, people who would give up their child, and Reb Chaim would take everyone in. You know, that I believe today, by the way, talking about the difference with Darche Limud, that this chus of Reb Chaim, I'm not saying all this, we're not Bali Chesed, but that this chus of the Chasadim of Reb Chaim maybe was the Siyata Dishmaya that the Brisk Limud became such a popular thing because of that's a separate, not to say that in Poland they weren't Gedolim that didn't do Chesed, but somehow so say you have you find 10 kids, you get over the years they put babies in your door front, you don't know where they're from, so each baby you pass in is a Yid.
So now they
all grow up and you want to have a minion together. You're going to say, no, I have to assume 6 of these kids are Jews. And so he says, no, once you pass the call to Parish, Meruba Parish, then every single kid that you found in the street, you know, just like every piece of meat you found in the street is kosher.
Right, would that also apply to Mechzel Mechzel? Would that apply to like 50-50 Mechzel Mechzel?
No, if it's 50-50, you don't have Rov.
Right.
Yeah. So he says that Alabama's Pashut, page 25 at the bottom, the Kevin does lean upon some rove, Mahani Dinze, Kasher, who so says his establish a statistic called Behemoth Shira and Fihalachazu, Havshim and Starfim Behemoth Rabos. It's Adam C.S.H. with the name Gam Trefus. Is the Indian cloud called the Josevine? Oh, that's your. He says nothing to do with Chosevineir, page 26 on the top right. Shambaduba Bibitl Baroth. Chosevineir is what I know I put Trefit. And then it was Bartel, but then after a while I keep putting in more. So then it's Chosevineir. But here, like you said, it could be there's no Trefit at all because each one, I have a right to assume, came from the Roth. So in my container of. No. This is a new world. You have to have this is really? A computer world. Okay. So therefore, you have a right to assume that all the which we call up.
No, both Renee are even your own
country. Right.
So you can have dominion in the ball, though.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
So the other question I have about the meat is after yesterday, or Monday's share about that, you know, map confusion are of us within multiple cities. We're not the road of the world. So, meaning now, you can say, meaning in those days, you can say it's only that city because it's only, that's all they traveled. Like it was hard to get from city to city. Now that, you know, New York and Jersey are right next to each other,
it's called the forest of Mars, but it's also be a Tarovus.
That's what we're saying.
The world is a Tarovus.
In other words, we started with Aruba, the Mesa come on, so we have to wait Haskin on each cow that is kosher. So then, when ultimately I make my taruvus, it came from, in other words, this case of the milk is a ruba delisa kaman and a mixture. It's both. Because it starts, but where did I get my milk? I got my milk from cold parish, maruba parish.
And why do we say the idea of salvation that early, when we milk the cows and now we put the part of the milk in the store?
When they milk the cows.
Why are we at that point saying it's parish and not later saying that it's just a parish?
Because that's when I milk the cow, I took it from a corral. I took this cow, now I'm milking it. It was parish. So at this point, I'm milking it.
Is this the only response to a job in time? If you have the only way you can drink milk from a carton, you can say this?
Yeah. I mean, this Lakara is not, I don't think it's a toichot.
No, just as all the ramifications of Indian and everything he's saying that we're good.
Right. I mean, if this will, it's not that it comes up so often.
Let's say you're going to see that sort of guy, and there's a random car driving. Like, you'd be allowed to stop. Like, you could stop the car, cross the street, and make the car go on the brakes as soon as it goes. Let's say you have like a whole pile of cars. 20
I mean,
cars.
A Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez. So if you cross the street, you have 20 cars of stuff. So if you say, let's say 60% non-Jews and 40% Jews. So if you say each car, you pass it off as a guy, he's a guy, he's good. Go based on availability, like a chef, you say you can't cross the street because it's probably a Jew somewhere.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Interesting. Now, they point out that the Shulchan Aruch has a case like this. The Rabbi Zilberman has it in a sefer. There's a Ramah here. Let's find this Ramah on page 6. Hagah, the fourth line. Himei Shishim Behemus Be'eder. Yosef Michalov Achas. Achers, Avrinim Stoma de Ikashishim Umutar. Whereas you have 60 animals in the corral. And the lawyer dean of Vada Shahol of Manatre for he, Yosem Michal of Achas Hacheris, Adminim Mustama, the Ikashishim Umutter. So you have one animal was treif and then 60 kosher. And then you took milk from all of them. Aminim Mustama, the Ikashishim Umutter. The Dafka should have started for Cholov. So then you mix them all together. So then you have a right to assume that it's bottle, because it's bottle b'shisha. Right? And what does the Shach say? Look in the Shach. In Yeshish and Behemoth, Kosovatars Chantas, Beshem Issa Vheta, Athol Halacha Sifkat and Vav on page 6. Athol Gav the Loba Dachto and Cheris Adai, the Rov Behemoth Bechesis Cheris. Whereas one of the milks was from the treif animal that we found to be a treif, the other ones we didn't check. Right, just from the rove of the world, so that it's okay. Even though, if we would check, it could be that it's not. But we have a right to paskin up that it was coming from the rove. And the melech was coming from the rove, then you have shishim. Even though in reality you might not have shishim. We don't say, well, you have to do, because if one of them is no good, right? If one of them is no good, so then you lost your shishim. But it's still okay. So the Ramos paskining that it's still okay. So that's what Rabbi Zilman is saying, that he's molde, that Rav Shechter's Chiddush is again, I mean, Rav Shechter himself was molde. That it's against the Ramah. So he said it's a Shver Ramah, but okay, you can't, you know, it's hard to say that the oil, you know, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah, as the phrase goes. But here, Rabbi Zilberman, this space right here, on page 9. Bottom left. Ulam meharama shapasuki isav heter haaruch. Nershi yish lusmach al rov filu neged ha statistika. Zeloshan haroim yishish behemus beeder v'nimtza efem behem treifa gvinus mutaros al mishadayim lo bedachto cheres the chesas shares hein. Chesar haroim yishish behemus beeder v'lo yadina bevadeishach chalav min ha treifa yosim michal ha cheres. Amin mustamad ikashish mamuta. Reidasa isav heter haroim. Also, Venus called Shinefon Shishim or Shishim for Achas. Paras for Shuv Shachto Achas, but a parish for Tolu Trefo, Mutter Lechol, and Venus believe the Milksha Paras. But after the Yeshmir Hamotsu shall behave as a Trefus, because there's a mere Motsu of Trefus, like 10% or whatever, that exists. So if there's a mere Motsu that exists, so then, and you need to have all those other ones to be kosher. Statistically, they're not all kosher because there's a mira motzei of treifus. So, but yet there are more paskins that since you have shishim that you didn't check, you were just somech on rov. That's okay, even though statistically those 60 that are there is going to have percentage wise, statistically, it's going to have at least what, I don't know, maybe six of them will be no good. Calls Manchin, he says, calls Manchin, you dear Baruri, Ashulus, Mahal Roth, Obama, Mahakshu, call it Venus. So, so that was, you know, so he writes here, you know, that you see from the Ramon, not that way. So that's the assured hint. So most people, the minigolem is that people do drink milk. So, so you could say this far, but and I think that's the beer. What Asher Weiss writes is the counter of.
Maybe the Ramon saying that the one trait, one of the Protestant traits, that you found out after you milked it.
Yeah, in other words, after you milked it, you shechted it, and you see, then you looked inside and said, oh, it's not a trait.
If you had each bottle, each cow had a separate bottle, and then you shechted it, found out one trait, you can't put it all together then, right? And say,
if each cow had a separate bottle.
Then you now have 61 bottles of milk. And then you pour them, and then you shut all the cows, let's say.
So one second. So if 61 cow.
When you shut them, so, you find out it's straight.
So that's the Yavish Biyavish shit.
No, but it's
called,
but then
even though it's milk, it's still Yavish Biyavish.
But then you pour them all into one bag.
Oh.
Now you have a case, but it.
Well, you weren't allowed to do that because Aim of Atlin. Oh, if you knew. Yeah, in other words, if once it was right. Yeah. Once, yeah. In other words, once it was ready.
But it's not a
Yemish Biyavish
bottle. If you know which bottle.
Oh, if you know which bottle, then you have to throw it away. Then there's no bittle. It's like you know. No, then that's the call of Aim of Atlin and Simchat Chila. So this is a fascinating topic here.
Excuse me, Rabbi. The Ramah's basis on Aserim the Gvinas is because it's Chasicha Haruya Liskabet.
Yeah, that's what the Chatich is, but I didn't want to
but
get
there's no statistic there, you know?
I was just talking about the Chalaf. So he says that it's okay if you have the sheep, it's okay. The other animal, you have 60 kosher ones. And it's okay, even though those 60 lachara. Once you have one, you need to have all those other 60 to be good. And statistically, it's not true. So if you're working with statistics, lachara, because even Amir Hamotzoi. You know, that's why they can't track all the trefas, so they check the Reya, but the Ramban says, but that's a Bir Hamotzi. That's a Bir Hamotzi. And the question is, what percentage is Bir Hamotzi? So 10%, some say, a lot less, something, what different sheet is the Bir Hamotzi? But that's why we have to check, because we don't have to check Bikr Adin when it's what? When it's not Bir Hamotzi. That's the big question about why checking shatnas. Checking shatnas, there's people who ask all the time. They got a tuxedo, and the chasen is tomorrow, and the brav is getting married tomorrow, and they have this tuxedo, and they have to check it for shatnas. Or could they check it for shatnas, etc.? So, Rabbi Weinfeld, you know Rabbi Weinfeld? I hear the Rabbi Weinfeld. And then I hear the Rabbi Weinfeld. Rabbi Weinfeld was a big Talmud Chacham. Where? In Muncie. And he was a very big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote, so his son used to have a yeshiva, Leib Avraham. He used to call him Leib Babe. Before your time. And so he used to come here to recruit. Tell me, he used to come to my shir to try to recruit. But when I used to teach you know, guys that were freshmen, early admission guys before their year in Israel. So he became a Givshir. So he said his father wrote a tshuva about, you know, whether you have to check for shot in the speaker. I did. So it could be that if the probability is very, very low, the baker is not a miyad hamatzoi, then you wouldn't have to check. Today I say, you know, well, might as well just check because it's, you know, they're, you know, it's not so hard to check. You know, in fact, I think the local Washington Heights check is supposed to move. I don't know if he moved yet. Was to move to Philadelphia soon. So we have to get another checker. But that was the thing, that you follow Rove, but still you have to be Bodek if it's a Mit Hamatzai. So Mit Rabbani, you still have to check. So that's why we don't, why don't we check for every single treif? Okay. You have an animal, there's so many different treifs. If we would do that, maybe we'd have one piece of meat for a year to, you know, the process would be so slow. So we don't do that. We check only the things that are probable, like the rea, the lungs, because that's a mir hamotzoi that they get punctured. And the ones that are mamotzoi, so, and it could be the ones that are mamotzoi, maybe poked you, you got a bad one, but that's what we follow Rof.
What's mamotzoi?
Mirta. Mirta Motze. In other words, there's a rove of an, you have 99% rove, and then you can have a 60% rove. It's both rove, but it's the difference between a 60% rove and a 99% rove. Because 60% rove is 40% that's Mirta, and that's a Mirta Motze. Understand? So the only things we track, I'm to point that on the treifas, the Ramban says, the things that are a matzoi to be, so then we have to be bodek. So that's what Rav Weinfeld said. Rav Weinfeld said that what? That it could be certain things that are shatnas, if the probability of a shatnas in this particular suit is mir hamatzoi, then could be meeker, then you wouldn't have to check. So if you're a shasat chak, your brother's getting married tomorrow, and this is the only thing you have, so then you could be able to probably wear it without. But for a long time, I used to just think Mios Tov, it's good to...
Companies are known
to have a shot. Right, exactly. So it could be a mir hamatzoi in those things. And then you would have to check meeker adin. I just tell people to check. I mean, again, if they have that shasat chak, then we would see what's the iker halacha. It's not a shasat chak, so why not? You know, it's not like the meat industry. You know, you know how many suits do you need? How many suits do you need? For meat, it's very, the industry, they need millions of animals, you know, they need, you know, to keep the meat industry going. But for your own suits, you know, it's not like the meat industry. So then why, you know, your stove, you get it.
So we're really eating trafus all the time because we're really relying on rice.
We're relying on rice, but...
Some of all of us eat trafus.
But we follow the road. No, what he's saying that Rav Shimon Shkop said that if we find out. Right. Because then you have to do the tshuva, but we never found out. You're saying, well, it has to be statistically, you know, that
there could be in the
registry. Right. You know, when I remember when I first got engaged, so I was going to the Lower East Side for the first sukkahs. So I was a shtickle celebrity. I just got engaged, you know, somebody from their neighborhood. So, you know, the Lower East Side is the communal sukkah. So I got, you know, I got to sit with Reb David, you know, and so one of the things the water thing was starting at that time. So, you know, that there are bugs in the water. So that was the world was, that was the issue, that was the hot issue. You know, I can tell you, you know, the past 40 years, the different kufas, what the hot issue was. They're fighting about Erevin, they're fighting about brain death, they're fighting about tuna fish, they're fighting about all the different things that happen. So one time, the kufa, they're fighting about
the shaitels,
you know.
Yeah.
And his grandfather is Rav Rabadi from Lakewood. So he wrote the tshuva on Big Makel on
the shaitels, right?
Yeah, so I asked him, so what about your father? You know, your father drank this water, you know. Yeah, in other words, yeah, like, so he said, well, they didn't know. He says, so the guy who looked into it, he ruined it for everybody. So he now made it known, and that's what he said to me. But I'm still not convinced. I'm still not convinced about this whole... Okay, but that's a separate... I have a packet about it, you know. Others have spoken about it also. But that's what his response was to me. That was one of the things that I brought up that first time I was in the Sukkah.
Okay, something with other stuff, only you don't know.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so maybe that's a raya. That's maybe it's Eino Nirala. That's the sheet I follow. That it's probably right. It wasn't really. It's not considered Nirala Naim.
Those are
Rebelsky
since, yeah. Rebelsky
has a different Kiddush. No, I'm saying that he bothered
also. How is it Ramosha drank the water?
Yeah.
Not going to be that it's
about. Yeah, I mean, he drank. Okay, That's a discussion. Okay, but I thought this is an interesting topic that you should know about what the issues are of this and what it's based on. I didn't do every single thing in it, but the major points are that we did. So that's why it's packet 1A. These were, you know, things that I put in later. Okay, so, it's good to see you all. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, Monday, we'll continue now going down to the next packet, 2, 3, you know. Again, there were always some inserts that come in as the things, okay. Okay, everyone should have a good day.